Jameson from the Clear Thoughts Foundation. Roll for a Reason is coming up November 4th at Jay Verno Studios on the South Side. Matt, good morning. How are you, bud?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, yeah, thanks for joining us. I always like to tell people about this event and the good work you're doing there. You know, my father suffered from dementia at the end of his life, and it was just so damn hard on the family and everybody. And it seems to still, in this day and age, be one of those conditions that there's just so much uncertainty surrounding. And it seems like if some people just concentrate on figuring this out, that we might be able to make some big strides in a real hurry. And you guys are proof positive of that at the Clear Thoughts Foundation, Matt.
Yeah, that's really what we're singularly focused on, is that exact concern that you expressed, Randy. So many people who've dealt with dementia have gone through this process where there are really virtually no treatments available right now once you get that diagnosis. So that's what we're singularly focused on, is raising funding to advance the discovery of drugs that will eventually, you know, one day treat or cure dementia. And that includes Alzheimer's. You know, a lot of people are confused on that point, but Alzheimer's is just one of the many forms of dementia that's out there.
Did you see the story about Viagra having like a 60% reduction in your likelihood of getting Alzheimer's?
I did not see that.
Yeah, there's been some stories surrounding the possibility of that over the past couple of years. And yesterday I read the one, I can't remember what publication it was, but basically, yeah, confirmation, 60% less likely if you use Viagra on a regular basis.
Scheduling a consult right now.
But that does speak to, you know, getting blood to the brain.
Right, right. Yep. Well, you know, one of the researchers that we're funding, it's interesting, he's focusing on whether melatonin may have the ability to basically allow your brain cells to recover while you're sleeping. So there's a lot of interesting approaches. I just remember when my sister and I, who started the foundation, Haley, when our father was diagnosed with dementia, they prescribed lithium for him. And I was just shocked. And I was like, "What? Are we watching One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Yeah.
It's all we have, you know?
Lithium. That doesn't even make sense to me.
Right. Now the type of dementia my dad had, he had frontal temporal dementia, which can cause some behavioral issues.
Okay, so that does make sense, right?
Yeah, takes the edge off. Yeah.
Matt, do you know if the numbers are down across the board? Just because, all we see now is people making lifestyle changes and having healthier habits and trying to eat brain healthy and be more active. Are the numbers down from a national standpoint?
Unfortunately, no. They continue to increase. And I think, you know, one of the ways you can tell that is just by looking around and looking at all of the various facilities that are being constructed, you know, with memory care facilities. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, despite that fact, they are still, dementia is still increasing across the country and the world.
But so, couldn't, you know, part of that be, Matt, from people having awareness now over a condition that many assumed was just a part of aging?
Right. That's a great point. That's a great point, Randy. And, you know, it is fortunate that I do think people are more focused on, like you said, Bill, brain health and what can you do to live healthier, to put yourself in a better position to avoid dementia as you get old. But certainly that is not a foolproof mechanism. I mean, our father was very active, was a marathon runner, and, you know, a lot of people. So it's about increasing your odds of avoiding dementia as we age.
Okay, so the Clear Thoughts Foundation big event is coming up Saturday, November 4th. Jay Verno Studios on the South Side, which is a tremendous location. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, it's really a great night. We're going to start actually a little bit earlier this year. We're going to start at 5:30, and we've got live music. There's valet parking when you arrive, great food and drink, and it's a casino night. So there'll be a short presentation just to give everybody an update on what we've been doing. And this year's event is sponsored. We have our first ever presenting sponsor in Sipple Development. And it's just a great night. There's wonderful food and drink, a lot of activities through the night, live painting done by both Cody Sable and Kate Shove.
Oh, very cool.
Nice.
great local artists that will be creating pieces that we'll auction off that night, and a lot of just incredible auction items, both live auction, a number of silent auction items, and raffle ticket auction items. It's really just a really fun night. I can't encourage people enough. If you're looking to make a difference as we fund the fight against dementia and treat yourself to a great night out, I highly recommend it. It's also a great way to sponsor. You know, if there are companies out there that would are looking for sponsorship opportunities, we're still accepting corporate sponsors. We've got a number of great companies sponsoring us this year. I'm actually a construction attorney. My law firm, Burns White, is a sponsor, along with, as you guys know from the work that you do, the construction industry in Pittsburgh really steps up and supports a lot of charitable events. Mm-hmm. But in addition to Simple Development, we've got Brayman Construction, Rocky Blyer Construction Group, Rycon Construction, Mercedes. So a lot of great companies are sponsoring us this year.
Okay. And once again, this is November 4th at Jay Verno Studios on the South Side. And is there a website people can go to learn more?
Absolutely. www.clearthoughtsfoundation.org. You can either buy tickets there, you could purchase a corporate sponsorship online, or if you can't join us this year, you can make a donation right online.
Good deal. Matt, all the best to you and Haley and everyone at the Clear Thoughts Foundation. November 4th on the South Side, Jay Verno Studios. It's the Roll for a Reason Gala. Get down there. And if you can't, jump on online onto the Clear Thoughts Foundation site and donate and support this most noble cause. Matt, always a pleasure, buddy.
Thank you so much, guys. Really appreciate everything you guys do, both for Clear Thoughts and for so many charitable organizations in the city.
Good deal. All right. Well, hey, how's your son's guitar playing coming?
Oh, excellent. Excellent. He'll actually be leading us off at the event this year.
Nice.
Part of the take two. So, yeah, they're a little bit duo kicking us off.
Good
so,
deal. He's you. A great player. Okay, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks again, guys.
You got it. Matt Jamison from Clear Thoughts Foundation. Coming up.